Hi, Renee. Today, the Dean of Elkhart Medical School, Dr. Majid Daoud, picked me up from Ramallah, and I was taken to East Jerusalem to a hospital by the name of Augusta Victoria. On the way out of Ramallah, we had to cross the Calandia checkpoint on foot. What an experience. We went in the special line for women, children, and people over 50, and doctors. You would think that makes it faster, but that was not the case at all. The doctor with us, who was, mind you, the dean of a medical school, had to show an IDF officer who was about 18 years old and heavily armed several permits: his orange card, which allows him as a resident of East Jerusalem to enter the West Bank on foot, but not drive; his magnetic ID card, which has to be renewed every year; his other ID card, which has to be renewed every 3 months; and his 10-year ID card. The checkpoint experience is one of the most dehumanizing experiences I have ever gone through. I have never been made to feel so much like cattle in my life. There isn't even a proper line. We just huddle like animals, push our way through the front, and sweat while we do it. The IDF soldiers, fully armed and in uniform, demanded all my paperwork, and I watched as they searched little girls' school bags without even once making eye contact. And the men's line is even worse, where boys traveling to school can be made to wait for hours, depending on the mood of the IDF officer. It's not only time-consuming, but annoying, but utterly humiliating, and it left me feeling inferior and completely oppressed, and I only did it once. Then, at the Jerusalem checkpoint, our car was made to wait about 30 minutes, and we weren't given a reason. Anyhow, we later went to Hebron and met with a Palestinian medical student. One thing that is certainly very impressive is how educated the people I've been meeting are. To be honest, I simply did not expect this level of education here and this level of sophistication. The medical students are definitely ahead of their game and incredibly bright. Suha, the Palestinian medical student, explained to me how originally the wall was supposed to be built directly through the leisure grounds of Al-Quds University in East Jerusalem, but the students and teachers have organized a nonviolent civil disobedience by keeping someone on the grounds at all times where the wall was supposed to be built, 24 hours, 7 days a week, to the point as keeping bands playing, and the students and teachers even slept outside so the university grounds would not be split up by the wall. And this civil disobedience actually succeeded. The wall obviously is still being built, but the wall was extended a few feet away from the leisure grounds. From there, we went to Hebron, where we got a tour of Al-Ahli Hospital, a hospital that had to wait 5 years to get just a permit from Israel to be able to build it. Hebron is one of the oldest cities in the world, and the history packed into every square inch is phenomenal. The Palestinian that showed me around grew up there, spent his entire life in Hebron, and he was relaying memories of the lively streets of Hebron that used to be, the great shops, the music, and children playing. The Hebron I saw today was dead. It was dead, and it was silent. It is clear that this was the place of the heart of the conflict at one time, with bullet holes everywhere and graffiti everywhere. Most of the shops were closed. The vegetable market has been pushed onto the main street because the Israeli settlers that have moved in, over 400, have pushed them out. There are massive stones separating the Israeli and Palestinian parts of Hebron, and there will soon be a wall there as well, which no one has reported on yet. Hebron was one of the most occupied territories because of the staunch settlers that live there, and it's gotten to be to the point where Palestinians living on the ground have had to put up a screen mesh above them because all the settlers that live on the hills above them throw their trash and garbage on the Palestinians living in the heart of old Hebron. I also got the chance to see the Mosque of Abraham, where the Hebron massacre of 1993 occurred when an armed Israeli entered the mosque and shot several Muslims dead. We wanted to go into the mosque, but of course it's under Israeli control and the IDF officers would not allow me in. At the end of my trip, perhaps the most striking thing was I looked up and I noticed several Israeli surveillance video cameras monitoring my every move. Anyhow, tomorrow I'm scheduled to go to East Jerusalem and Al-Quds University, and later in the week I'll be going to Qalqilia, where the wall is most predominant, and also to the most heavily occupied territory right now that is virtually walled off, Nablus. This is Seema Jalani reporting from Ramallah for KPFT News.